This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Joining us right now on the Harbor One Hotline, it is Brian Scalabrine. Hey, Scal.
Hey, guys. How you guys doing?
How you doing?
Hey, somber day yesterday with the Kobe Bryant stuff, and down in New Orleans had to call the game, and it's just the guy was really thriving right now in his post-playing career, and you think about all the things that he's been to the NBA and to these young guys. Like, I didn't grow up in this generation where I grew up, you know, looking at that Bird, Magic, Jordan, you know, like these kids who play now, they looked up to Kobe, and you could tell just around the NBA, it's just a sad day.
And I think, you know, there was some discussion earlier this morning about whether the games should have been played yesterday. I thought that was the right decision that the NBA made. You agree?
Oh, 100%. Like, you know, everyone mourns differently, right? I get it. But first, this is how I look at it. What would Kobe want us to do, right? Kobe would want guys going out there. Kobe would love the tributes, you know, the shot clock violation, the 8-second violation. Kobe would love that. Trae Young wore number 8. You know, like, he would love what he saw. Kobe would love that Kawhi Leonard afterwards, who had 30 and in the game, said, Kobe, I think Kobe, who works with Kobe in the offseason, I think Kobe would want me to go out there and destroy. I think Kobe would want me to go out there and ball. And all the games, and I thought all the tributes, and then what I know Kobe wouldn't want is for us to sit around and listen. I was calling the game, and during the timeout, I think about Kobe, and I, you know, think about being with his daughter and all that stuff. But during the games when I was calling it, it was just about basketball, which I thought was great. So, no, I think the NBA got it right. I think that was the right decision. I love what the teams did to tribute to Kobe and what he meant to them and to the game.
And that's the impact that he would have, Scal, is to take a negative like this and to try your best to always turn it into a positive. I'm sure you probably played with or hung out with guys who, you know, weren't perfect. And like you said, we lionized Larry Bird, Magic Johnson. They're not saints, but the whole idea is to take your platform and try to use it for as much good as possible.
Yeah, you know, when this happened, you have to peel back, you know, the layers here. The first thing that thought to my mind was like the games, the competitor that he was, right? So I didn't know he was with his daughter at the time. I didn't know who was on. We didn't know it was him. And we got a million different reports, which I absolutely hated Twitter yesterday, but I had to stay on it because it's like addicting, right, to find out what's going on. But you see, the first layer is him as a competitor, what he meant to the game. So then you start thinking, man, if it wasn't for him, we wouldn't have ended up like this. I wouldn't have ended up like this. Like Garnett, Pierce, Ray Allen, those guys wouldn't have ended up how they had to push themselves because a guy, you know, 5,000 miles away, they knew he was in the gym. They knew he was watching film, and they had to go against this guy, and they had to beat this guy because that was the road to the championship. So there's so much that he shaped us. Even though, like, we didn't grow up watching him, we were motivated each day by him. And you saw what Doc Rivers said. He was kind of lost and he was crying. And it had to do with just a competitor. And you realize, like, because of the way that he was, you pushed yourself beyond what you thought was capable, what you were capable of doing. And I saw it firsthand with Pierce. I saw it firsthand with Garnett and Ray Allen and Rondo and Perk and all the guys. So it was, then you start to think he's right now, a guy who does everything he does, and you wonder, how's he going to survive when it's over, like when basketball's over for him? Man, the man is thriving right now, doing so much for the youth, working with countless NBA players to make them better. And that's exactly what you want to do when you retire. You know, you want to have a next part of your life. Well, he was writing shorts, movies. He was writing books. He was just doing so many good things. And then you get really sad when you find out that his daughter was with him. And you know, I'm going to go play pickup basketball with my daughter. That's like I'm doing the same thing, just trying to give her the best opportunity that she can have. And he's also just that guy as well. And it all adds up into something that's just a really sad day.
And it was also really good for the rivalry. Like, you know, you think about the Celtics-Lakers rivalry, Kobe was really good for that.
Yeah, he's a great villain. You know, he would, when you watch him play, you would hope and pray that he would miss. And when he would, you'd be so elated that he'd miss a shot. And then when he did pull up on two guys fading away, it would be a dagger to your heart as he knocked it down. And you could just, and he had that look where, you know, he does a fist pump or whatever it is. And, yeah, he was, especially the fact that he played for the Lakers, he was a great villain for the Lakers-Celtic rivalry. And it, like, his name goes down in the Celtics history as a, you know, as a former unbelievable opponent. And I think you go back to 2008 when they lost, and they talk about the 2-hour bus ride that he had, you know, back to the hotel, and, you know, throwing bottles at the bus or shaking the bus or pounding on the bus or whatever. That drove him, and that drove the rest of his team to win in 2010.
Yeah, and just think about, like, sure, it was great because Boston hadn't hung a banner in so long and there was a new big three. But 2008 was so largely satisfying because of the mountain that that team overcame, of the villain that they defeated, which was Kobe Bryant. And that's what sports is ultimately. It's entertainment, it's theater, it's motivation. And he was one of the greatest contributors across the entire American sports scene of the last 20 years. Did you have any, like, great personal interactions with him, or was there ever a moment where you were like, man, that guy's great, but boy, do I hate him? And then you learn that you love to hate him for a reason.
Yeah. I think that's what, I wonder if that a lot of fans in Boston or just, you know, listen, there's never ever in a discussion in my mind that I didn't respect the hell out of what he did and how he pushed himself to be great. I understood that. And I don't know if I ever said, man, I just hate that guy. I'm not really like that as an athlete. I'm like, whoa, he's good. But, you know, I think fans kind of go down that road. And I think it's almost like a compliment, if you ask me, if a fan's like, gosh, I hate Kobe and all this, and he just, like, he kills the Celtics. I guess it's probably the greatest compliment you can give a guy when you're talking about a competitor. And you're exactly right. Hey, we could have beat Portland, we could have beat Sacramento, we could have beat Dallas, but beating the Lakers, it changed, you know, basketball, made 2008 so much sweeter.
Well, Scal, thanks for joining us this morning and for sharing your thoughts. And certainly, I think, you know, regardless of how it's reported, what facts are reported, I think we would all agree that 41 years old is too young for Kobe Bryant to pass away, and just the absolute horror of the death of his daughter as a part of it is something that will stick for a long time. So
sure, as long as here's what I took away from it, we just gotta live to be the best version of ourselves. Like, this, he's doing that. He was doing it on the court, he was doing it off the court, and then I'm sure that this day will change a lot of people, including me.
All right, Scal, thank you.
You got it, guys. See ya.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.